Good morning, everyone. It is Friday morning, Parshas Vayakhel, Tavshin Pei Dalet, and we hope to conclude the discussion that we've had over the last couple of days. We're going to learn the Ramban, but before we do that, we're just going to very, very briefly review Rashi Shita, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for forgiveness after the Chet HaEgel, so Rashi asked Hashem for the following. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam for the following, V'niflinu ani v'amcha, that I and your nation should be distinct from all of the nations on earth. And Rashi says what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for was the exclusive Shechina that should appear only for Klal Yisrael and for no other nation. Okay, and this is really, this is a Gemara in Brachas, actually, Daf Zion, okay? And Rashi seems to be learning that that's what the Pshat in this Pasuk is. And then, when Moshe Rabbeinu then, after he davened the Yud Gimel Midos, so Hashem says, Hinei Anochi Koreis Bris, I am going to forge a covenant, in Neged Kol Amcha Esen Niflaos, I will do Niflaos for the entire nation. Now Rashi says, what does that mean, Niflaos? So Rashi says, Lashem V'Niflinu, Shetehiyu Muvdolin Zu Bezuma Umas. In other words, it's the same connotation as the word v'niflinu meant earlier, that we should be distinct from all of the nations of the world. So basically what Rashi is learning is that here Moshe Rabbeinu asked v'niflinu ani v'amcha, that we should be exclusive in our relationship with you. You should not be mashi your shechina on other the umas ha'olam. And several psukim later, Rabbeinu Shel Olam's response, hinei anochi koreis bris, I am forging a bond, and that treaty, that covenant, is a covenant that the Shekhinah will only rest among Klal Yisrael, not all the other Umas HaOlam. That's the way Rashi is learning. Fine. Now, you've got your handouts here. On page number 2. Okay? So, on page number 2, let's look at the second column in the Ramban. And this Ramban, there are several Rambans throughout Chumash. I just found another one yesterday. If we have time, it's in Parshas. Tzav. But anyway, Rashi here. Let's learn this together. Vashem ano, Hashem answered, Shiyasa ken shiyichos sabris, that Hashem will he will cut a treaty with Klal Yisrael, v'yasabo niflaos, and he will do niflaos. Okay. Now, what are the niflaos? Now, there's another Ramban that I didn't print out that says, we're not talking about the word niflaos here. Doesn't mean wonders and miracles, right? Because you can't say, I will do miracles. I said niflaos, which is the Lashon, Ashelo nivru b'chol ha'aretz v'chol ha'goyim, that were never created in the earth heretofore. That's just not true, because the Kriyas Yamsuf and all the miracles of Mitzrayim, they were not duplicated here. So it doesn't mean that I'm going to perform now wonders and miracles. Even though the word niflaos usually means miracles. So again, so the word niflaos here, according to Rashi, means the distinction between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the nations of the world. And now the Ramban says, again, Vashem ano sheyasa ken sheyichos bris v'yasa bo niflos kasher bikesh v'niflinu ani v'amcha. This was a response to Moshe Rabbeinu's request v'niflinu. Now, what does that mean? V'omar neged kol amcha esen niflos v'rocha olam achol omar she'ater b'kova. That's a pasuk. Ki hagedolos v'hanaros ha'ela im Moshe sheyasa osam u'bavuro. That the wonders that Hashem will do, v'ha'om yu babris. And the nation will be, there will be a bris, right? That means that they will see the bris. This is what I just told you. And it's not yitachin to say what Hashem is saying to him is that there will be performed miracles that you never saw before. Because we do not find now that there's miracles in the Chumash that supersede the miracles of Mitzrayim, Valayim, and on the sea. It's not. Aval nivru v'nasimu mitchila yosu gedolos, right? What does this mean? El she'in yirmos el shikun hashchina. So the last few words of Rashi, it's talking about, it's a remez to the resting of the Shechina Bahem in Klal Yisrael ve'el ha'yoso im Moshe l'shem u'l'siferes b'nelam uv'mufla, that will be together with Moshe Rabbeinu l'shem u'l'tiferes, means for glory and for honor. B'nelam uv'mufla means in a hidden way and in an open way. Kasher omer v'niflinu, just like Rashi says v'niflinu. U'chumashu parashi shamai, explained over there. Rashi says that v'niflinu aniv amcha, the Ramban says our chelik should be muflam. And the word, the way that mufla is used here, according to the Ramban, means that there should be a, the word mufla means that there should be, again, this a tremendous intimate relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, not to the exclusion of all other nations, but rather now that the Chet HaEgel occurred, the Shekhinah moved away, now we should regain that Shekhinah, and because the bris, we're going to see Lashon soon, and the Vilna Gaon, that the bris was compromised with the Chet HaEgel, and all the Ramban wants to do, he wants Moshe Rabbeinu to do, is to regain that bris. So when we're talking about Hinei Anochi Kores bris, the bris is, it's a new, and we had the Ramban that we learned together on page one, that it's the bris chadasha. Here is again, it says back on page one, in the second column, Ki kivin shen esratzlam, the beginning of column two, Ki kivin shen esratzlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nesan lucha shnias, v'choras imo bris chadasha sheyelech Hashem bekirbam. So that which I underlined is a reference to the Ramban that we just saw right now, that the bris is a regaining of the original covenant that had gone sour because of the Chet HaEgel. So that's Hinei Anochi Kores Bris. Now let's look at the Vilna Gaon. That's the last handout in your packet. Did I run that off?
Yeah. Yes.
This is Aderes Eliyahu in Kisiso, and the Vilna Gaon puts it down, and I think what he's really saying is, in a more elaborate way, what the Ramban is touching on. He says as follows, that, okay, I'm just going to jump in the middle. Look at, you see where I started drawing the line? In the middle of the line, you see the Kan Bigish Moshe. At the beginning of the vertical line that I drew on the side of the page, it says in the middle of a Kan Bigish Moshe Dover Gadol V'Tov, Moshe asked for a great thing, Asher Ein Acher of Od, that there's really nothing after that. That's the greatest thing. V'Vtiach Lo Yisparach Gamal Zeh, and Hashem assured him that he would give us this Vayomer by saying Hinei Anochi Kores Bris. Now what is this? Ratzalomer Hinei Anochi Kores Bris Vehu Kiyam Haftacha, and this Kores Habris that we read about in Kisisa is the fulfillment of an assurance Asher Lo Tufar, that it will never be negated, it will never be abolished. In other words, this is a treaty that you cannot break. Because in all other matters, you can have a sin that will affect the bris and it can negate the bris. In other words, every other assurance, I should say, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, you could have something that will do, that will undo it. But this kiyum habris neged kol amcha esen niflaos asher lo nevru b'chol ha'aretz. What does that mean? That I will do something niflaos, wondrous, that was not created. It means an unbreakable bond. This is an unbreakable bond that we have with Hashem. V'hishriyas ha'anon ala mishkan. It's the resting of the cloud of glory on top of the mishkan. V'hakovet shorah aleihem le'ein kol. And the covered will rest there in the presence of everyone. V'holuch lefneim le'en kol, and it will pass in front of them for everyone to see. Kamasha kosev, as it says, Asher ayin b'ayinira, also everyone will see that. Nanuncha, your cloud, etc. Achatamo kolumas ha'olam v'aleim, until all of the nations in the world will wonder, and they'll see that relationship, and they'll say, Mizos olam and amidbar kesim v'sashen, who is this nation that has emerged from the midbar with all of these wonders, with a pillar of smoke, etc., with a cloud, as it says, like it says, at the end of next week's parsha, it says that after the Mishkan was completed, now it brought down the glory of Hashem. Now, even though this cloud of glory accompanied Klai Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, it only happened momentarily until they got to the Yam Suf. Wasn't in the presence of every Jew. It's only among the Nevi'im and Klai Yisrael, even though you probably are asking that every Jew reached a level of Nevuah on the Yam Suf itself, but they did not see the Anan until maybe they saw that Kriyas Yam Suf. Masha Enkin kind over here, where it says, La'enei kol beis Yisrael b'chol ma'aseyim, because it's going to say that the Shekhinah now will reside with Klai Yisrael wherever they traveled. V'zu hi ha-pele ha-gadol. That's the pele ha-gadol. So when we say Nifla'os, Masha Rabbeinu is asking for Nifla'os, and Hashem says, Hinei anochi kareis b'Yisrael, I will grant you, that's an unbreakable bond. It is the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that will never be broken. Okay, we can go into Golos. We can lose the Beis HaMikdash, right? We don't have the cloud of glory, but the Ribbono Shel Olam will always be with us on some level. The Goyim of the world will say, this must be the nation of God. Now, this is the Vilna Gaon is kind of, again, he's doubling down on this pshat, meaning to say, he's now referencing the fact that this was a response to Moshe Rabbeinu's request of Veniflinu. Kamasha Kasim Moshe says Veniflinu Ani Va'amchom Mikol Am Veniflinu is Lashem Pella V'chein Heishev Lo Yisparach Neged Kol Amcha Ezel. I will do it in front of all the Jews. La'enei kol beis Yisrael. Every single solitary Jew of the millions of Jews saw. There's no one that this was hidden from. It was not only the great Tzadikim, not only the great Nevi'im, but each rank and file Jew at that point when the Mishkan, when we built the Mishkan, saw the return of this cloud of glory. Ashelo navru v'zev v'niflinu, and that's v'niflinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. He meant to invoke or to evoke from Hashem this response that he's speaking about, and so on and so forth. Okay, so I think that we'll just skip out the rest of the, but this kind of fortifies the pshat that we're saying in the Ramban, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted a return of that Shekhinah. Hashem says, I will grant it to you. Everyone will be part of that. This will be a bris chadasha, an unbreakable bond. That is the bris chadasha that the Ramban is talking about that we saw earlier. Yesterday I saw Ramban. This is in Tzav Ches Beis, towards the end of it. It's a, when we get to Parashas Tzav, we'll have to learn this, because this is when Moshe was commanded to take Aaron and his banav and his children and to prepare them for the milua and for the inauguration. There's a question, the Rishonim, exactly as to the timeline. The Rishonim will deal with this simply. Most opinions are, not all, but most opinions are that Moshe Rabbeinu erected the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? The 12 heads of the tribes, they brought their gifts for the dedication starting of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's how, and right? And the B'yom HaShmini is the, in other words, I'm sorry, the Milum began on the 23rd day of Adar. B'yom HaShmini, the 8th day, was Rosh Chodesh. The day of the Miluim was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when the Mishkan was finally set up. And then the Nesiim brought their gifts. Okay, but I think we're going to get into that. It's unavoidable when we get to this parsha. But within this lengthy Ramban, he says as follows. He says, Al derech hayashar, on the straight understanding, the simple understanding is, Moshe nitztava melecha samishkan. Moshe was commanded in the Mishkan before the Egel. Again, this is the umpteenth time that we have this in the Ramban. So this is another Ramban in Parshas Tzav. Uchishin etzratz l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem was appeased, v'ivticho sheyasher shechina besocham, and he said that there will be shechina, okay? Yoda me'atzma, Moshe knew then, she mitzvah ha-mishkan become omedes. Again, so the Ramban is really a kind of reiterating what we talked about yesterday, because there was the mitzvah of Mishkan. Things went south with the Chet HaEgel. Then Hashem assures him that the Shekhinah will be there again. And the footnote that I have says, on Rosh Chodesh, in other words, that's when he went up the day afterwards and started building the Mishkan, because Hashem, V'tzivah Yisrael Alekam HaShivarashi, and then Klai Yisrael was commanded in Vayakel, like I explained back when Yaakov says the Ramban, And after he completed the melacha, nemerla the parshas b'chodesh hazeh. So in other words, v'hinei yada shegam armin avanu b'malasim uchibul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu understood from Hashem. Now, what he's referring to here is, I believe, the hinei anochi koris bris, that Moshe understood from the hinei anochi koris bris that everything will be back. They kissed and hugged and made up, right? And everything returned to the original state as it was before the Chet HaEgel. And Moshe understood that even Aaron and his banav and his children will return to the original state of love with Hashem. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, after he comes down from Har Sinai with the Luchas, he's assured and he feels good that after hearing Hinei Anochi Koris Bris, that Hashem says we're all good now, like I said yesterday. So this is, again, when piecing together several Rambans, I think there may be eight in all, right? But we just saw the couple of key Rambans. But we had the elaboration of the Vilna Gaon on this, is that what really Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about when he was in Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu just wanted to have, let's just have an exclusive relationship. It wasn't, according to Rashi, it wasn't so much his concern that, how do I know that we didn't fall out of favor with you, right? That's not what's happening, because actually, according to Rashi, what's that?
That's the Mishkan.
That's the Mishkan. According to Rashi, I'm just repeating what we said yesterday. According to Rashi, the Egel happened before the Mishkan. So the mere fact that Hashem is commanding him on the Mishkan, right, is indicating and informing him that everything is good. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu asking for? A special, unique relationship, okay, to the exclusion of all others. And that's what the bris is. According to the Ramban, there's something more basic that Moshe was asking. You commanded us a Mishkan. We fouled up with a Chet HaEgel. How do we know we'll ever get back to where we were? Hinei Anochi Koris Bris. That's what he calls the Bris Chadasha, the new bris. And I think we've rounded out this discussion this week robustly, maybe, for 20 minutes here. And now we can go into Vayakal understanding what was happening as we proceed with the rest of the these two parshas. Have a good rest of your day, a good Shabbos, and thank you for listening. Bye, Gabriel.